We've been eagerly anticipating Mama Dubois' master plan, and we finally got it all tonight, and we're breaking it down. Empire Season 4, Episodes 7 and 8. Get ready.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Yes. Oh my goodness. Empire came back with a bang.
It did. It
came back with a bang. What's up, guys? I am y'all host tonight, Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach. And unfortunately, Jill, Abby, and Tequila are not in this week, but that is okay because I have another major Empire superfan with me in studio. Please welcome today's co-host,
Monique Loveless, and yes, that is my real last name, and you can catch me on all platforms at Upfront with Mo.
I got feels right now. Like, ooh, that episode 8, like, left me shook. Okay, so we've been waiting.
Talk.
So we know that there was the whole, ever since, you know, Cookie pissed off Mama Dubois, she's had this master plan, and there's been a slow buildup week after week, and we're like, okay, what's she gonna do? She's been, like, hinting here and there. We saw her come at Hakeem. We saw her go after the baby. And then last week, we saw she finally came for Jamal.
She did. They let the cat out the bag. Mm-hmm. Jamal beat that ass.
He beat up Warren. And I have to say, you deserve to get an ass whooping.
I wasn't
expecting that, though,
from him.
For him to snap like that?
He's always the cool, calm, collect one who tells everybody less kumbaya, but he didn't kumbaya this time.
Well, Monique, when somebody breaks your heart like that, like, you deserve, you know, a little hit in the face. I mean, Mama Dubois obviously got what she wanted. He punched him out in the restaurant. All the cameras caught it, so it was a big headline.
Right. I was kind of waiting on Lucius to see what was going on with him. I feel like he's back. In a weird place right now.
He says he's back, but he's got a little bit of that Jamal Kumbaya in him now.
Yeah.
He's still got his Dwight side to him.
Dwight, and now his Lucius mixes with Dwight. Can we make up a new name for that?
Luwite.
Dwalucius.
I shouldn't make up names. I can't do Brangelina. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Man, we're not TMZ over here. Sorry.
So
we tried
last week after we finally saw Mama Dubois' plan to get Jamal. We saw that Cookie left her with a threat, and she's like, "I'm coming for you.
She did.
I'm gonna get you." And I was like, "Ooh, I fear Cookie." I was not wanting to get in that crossfire.
Feel the raft of Cookie is, I don't know. I really love Cookie. I love everything about Cookie.
Yes.
Because she has that mom side that she shows, and then her babies, and then even though she was locked up for 17 years. But her babies,
break.
And then she got that hood, like, I will take you out.
Real OG gangster.
And
like, that's what we saw this week. She finally saw, because, I mean, the setup was like, you're going to see the baby. You know, you're going to come.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to, Anika's like, I'm going to give you guys family time. And then all of a sudden, it was just this big blow. So I understand Cookie and everybody else being pissed. But I love that this week we saw her come in and she's like hardcore mama bear.
Let me tell you, she did the thing this week. Hold on, this whole episode, tonight.
Had me all over the place. Like,
I was on the floor.
It started off a little slow.
It was beyond
And
lit,
there was a
y'all.
Little bit of a build up with the whole, they tried to open it up with an intervention for Jamal because they thought now that he's heartbroken, he's going back to pills. And we see that he's not going back to pills. Now he's drinking a lot more.
He is, but, you know, I don't...
Do you think we're going to get more of a dark side in Jamal?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. Do I really care to see that? No.
No. I think we've seen him go through the dark side. We've seen him go through the substance abuse issues. Like, I would get it if there was, like, a bit of a slip-up, but I want to see his character develop into so much more than just that.
Yes. Can we move above, like, this? I know he's a part of the family. I get it. But at the same time, I don't really like... Like, I understand his heart was broken, but in that direction, I feel like he should be more involved. And then to go back to the pills, like, I just... That was... That was too pushed in for me. I feel like that was forced on me.
Yeah, and then we had the scene of him in the kitchen, and he's like, oh, yeah, the pills.
That was forced on me.
Facing himself. Yeah, it was a bit much. It was a bit much. But now they're showing him, and he's drinking a lot more. Do you think that we're going to see a lot more of that dark side coming back?
I don't know. With Empire, you never really know. Like, they may cover it this week, and then next week, see nothing.
Now he's facing an arrest. Now he's, like, potentially serving jail time. Mama Dubois is like, I got you.
No, that's not going to happen.
He's not going to jail. I don't see him going to jail.
No, I don't see him going to jail at all. Like, that's not going to happen. And you know, I mean, if he went to jail, like, you know.
I mean, hey, maybe Cookie can give him some tips. You know, some pointers.
He might need a new man in there.
You might need a new man in there, you know? There you go.
He might be somebody new in there.
You may find a new boo, get laid on the rags. I'm down for it.
He's not going to jail, though. I really do believe that Warren loves him.
Yes.
I honestly believe that Warren has fallen for him. Do I really like their relationship? Not really. No. I'm not really feeling them together.
I didn't like the song. Like, it was kind of cute, and you can feel the vibes, and I wanted Jamal to be happy in it. But, like, I wasn't, even when they played the song back today, now knowing, I knew all along that he was shady and playing double agent, but I was like, I'm not.
Yeah, no.
It's like that awkward when you're, like, you know, when you're, like, in love, and you're posting all those things with you, all the photos with you and your boo on Instagram, and then you go back, and you're like, that was a little obnoxious. I fell into this a little too hard.
But love is love. So I feel like you should fall into it. I mean, what else can you do about it? What can you really do about it? I mean, but let yourself go with it. But my whole thing is, I wasn't really feeling them together. I felt like I do feel like Warren loves him. And I'll give their love a chance. I do. This is a prediction.
Okay, we'll save it for predictions.
Okay.
Save it. Just wrap it up and put it in your pocket.
I'm gonna wrap
and we'll get to it in predictions.
I got it. I don't have no pockets, but I'll put it down.
Okay, so now that we see that Warren actually did fall for Jamal, he's all booed up and sprung up on him, and now we see that the Dubois family has completely kicked him out. Like,
yes.
They've isolated him. They have a guard watching him.
That was so stupid, though.
That they kicked him out?
Yeah, because he knows all the secrets. He knows the plan. Like, so that was kind of a little bit predictable, I will say.
Yeah.
I feel like he knows the plan, and why would you do that when you know he knows the inside of everything?
Well, I think that's why they gave him the security guard. But Cookie, being the smart little Cookie that she is, found her way around it. Oh, yeah, thirsty.
Thirsty. Now, I love him. I love Thirsty.
He's grown on me a lot. I've learned to really appreciate him this season. He's always cleaning up the messes.
I appreciate him because he knows how to go above and beyond his job, like he said.
Yeah.
And he comes through for them. I liked when Lucius got him on the team. He is a real ride or die right there.
He is.
Yeah, he
knows
him.
Where all the dead bodies are buried. He's buried them all. And there was one more dead body that we're going to be getting to soon. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so we see Cookie being, you know, Bad B Mama Bear coming at. She came after Mama Dubois with the ring. That was her first kind of move. Lucius is like, I'm going to handle this. Let me worry about Mama Dubois. And she's still being Cookie, had to go and do her thing.
Right.
She went, she took her the ring. She's like, I want to return this to you. And she's like, oh, how sweet of you. And she leans in and she's like, boom, threw it right in the street. We ain't having none of that, Mama Dubois. We don't get to be friends. You don't get to get the ring back that easily. I wish she would have done a little more with the ring, though.
Me too. But they obviously have a plan, which they haven't shown yet. So I'm thinking they're going to show it probably next episode.
I know, when's the lion plan?
Right. So I'm thinking they're going to show it next episode. Obviously, Thirsty got something up his sleeve, like always.
Like always.
But I am... I think she did the right thing.
Okay.
Whatever's going to happen, I think she probably did the right thing because, like she said, she wanted to kick her ass. Like, I wanted to see that too. But there still has to be respect.
You have to kick Mama
Dubois.
Okay, if you're going to kick her ass, you have to kick her ass, like, in a way that, like, outsmarts her, because that's really getting to her. If you just give her a whooping in the street, like, that's not going to do anything. She's going to twist it on you. She's going to get you thrown in jail. Like, you need to outsmart her at her own game. And so I'm excited to see the street smart Cookie that's going to be coming in the next couple weeks.
You can't do that. She's an older woman. She's an older woman. You still respect her in some way because she is your elder.
Mm. Like, respect your elders, but I don't know. Mama Dubois has kind of burned too many bridges to get some R-E-S-P-E-C-T up in this house.
She has, but she's still an elder. What do I feel like being the elder's ass? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel right about that. Even if I don't like you, I just don't feel right about that.
That's true. Yeah,
right,
I don't think I could
that.
Ever beat an old woman. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Her coat was nice, though. Sorry.
We can't give her compliments.
I just did.
She's the devil.
Because her coat was bomb.com. Bomb.
But Cookie brought it back. She brought it back. She snuck into Warren's hotel room. She came in with the gun and she's like, give me the plan. Let me know. Because now they see that now that Mama Dubois has gotten Hakeem, she's gotten Jamal. Now she's coming after Andre and they want to know how she's going to do it.
I don't know how she's going. Well, she. Clearly, we got to talk about that towards the end. She got to it. But I feel like she is breaking them down. But what's the master plan behind all of this? Like, I think you have to have an ending. Like, what's the master plan for you doing all this just to get back at them?
You're going to take away the baby. Like, he's never going to be able to have access to his baby. Like, there's money and influence and lawyers that can help settle that. Jamal's obviously not going to be heartbroken forever. You know, there's a YouTube. I mean, how many celebrities do we see with YouTube videos? Justin Bieber's beaten up, I don't know how many paparazzi. And, you know, like, they bounce back from it so quick. So that's not going to kill his career.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, she did pull some, you know, thick strings. And speaking of thick strings, can we get on Anika always wanting Cookie's sloppy seconds?
Yeah, we find out that Anika is now living with Cookie's ex.
That's the second time. I need her to upgrade.
No, Angelo. Not happening.
I need her to stop being thirsty and get her life all and stop taking Cookie's sloppy seconds. Find you something.
I think she wants to be a lion so bad, and she wants to be, what it is she wants to be Cookie so bad that she has to constantly go after what she has.
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that she's getting on my nerves. Yes. I wish it was her instead of Rhonda. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yes, I agree with that. I liked Rhonda. Rhonda was nice. She had a good. But I don't think Rhonda's character was strong enough to really grow other than just being a companion and a counterpart to Andre.
But I feel like she could. They could have gone with her in a different direction because she was about to have a baby. I feel like that extended the storyline in some way. There's a new lion. Would that take, like, a different turn? Because now that's really their grandkid. They don't have to go through all this, what they're going through now. But
yeah,
I don't know. I wish it was her. I wish it was her instead of Ron.
Okay, so we covered the leading ladies. We got Anika. We got Cookie. We got Mama Dubois. I want to talk about some of the men this episode because they came in with some conviction. Okay? Lucius came in and he's like, I'm back. I'm going to handle this. I'm going to take care of Mama Dubois. Do you think he's ready for that?
Oh, I can't tell.
I feel like he's still got such a soft side to him that he's not that hard Lucius that he thinks he is.
Yeah, he's definitely got Dwight there. Dwight has come still prominent. And he's still prominent. But I do feel as though Lucius is there and Lucius is going to take care of stuff. But now he's going to take care of things in a different way because Dwight is very prominent. So now he has to see things in a different light. Which I think is why he utilizes Thirsty so much now.
Yeah.
So I am feeling like a question mark on that one because he could come all the way through or he could drop the ball. But why would he drop the ball? He's Lucius.
I don't know. Well, I mean, he's Lucius with he's missing a leg. He's missing a whole limb. It's a part of him
he'll
never get
back. He better take that leg off and beat somebody with it.
Gonna pull a Real Housewives right now,
right?
Okay, and then we see Shine trying to like mentor Hakeem and be like,
First of all, I'm
gonna take you under my wing. I'm gonna come and show you my family and show you all my baby mamas. But it's all about the kids. We got to focus on the kids. And
I am really upset. First of all, I'm really upset about this. I am upset that Hakeem came in and interrupted Tiana's song because that was actually a song of Tiana's that I liked and I usually don't like her songs. So I'm really upset about that. But second of all, like when he came in, and she's right, he is a spoiled, entitled brat. Mm-hmm. Like he's being an asshole. He's acting like a little kid.
Yeah.
Like grow up. Can we stop? Can
yeah,
we
his
get
comment
him to
about
grow
auto-tune,
up?
He's like, you need to auto-tune that music. I was like, rude.
He just needs to grow up. That's mm-hmm. what it is. He needs to grow up. He wants to be a father. He wants to be a dad.
I thought
grow
Bella
up.
Would have helped him. And Bella did help him grow up a little bit.
When she
but
was
now
around.
That, yeah, when she was around. But now that we see that she's gone, you see him retreat back to that baby self-entitled, like, I didn't get my way, so I'm going to throw a tantrum and I'm going to throw
that's
a fit.
What it is, a tantrum, because he's not getting his way. So yeah. Can we please have Hakeem grow up.
Yeah. I don't think Shine's going to be the one to help him do that, though. I think it was a cute little pep talk. Thank you, Shine. It was adorable. You gave it a nice try, sweetie. But, I mean,
I don't know. In Shine's pep talk, let me tell you, do not be out there getting no whole bunch of baby mamas, because that is not acceptable.
Yeah, and then being like,
look at my example.
Along.
Yeah,
and we
that's
all get
not
along.
An example. Don't do that. Do not do I am here to tell you, do not do that shit. Don't do it.
No. It's not acceptable. Work. Like, I mean, I get the moral, and he's like, you know, your kids always come first. Like, forget the family, but like, your kids are your offspring, and that always comes first. He should be telling Lucius this.
That was not a good example. And he don't need to tell Lucius nothing, because Lucius has all his kids by one baby mama.
But I mean, like, putting your kids first above everything else. Like, that lesson that he tried to inflict on Hakeem. Oh. I feel like he could slip a note over to Lucius.
He needs not to be an example anymore. Thank you.
Yeah, Shine, again, good try. Thanks for playing.
But nah.
But nah. Nah. Okay. Should we get into Andre? It was hot and heavy. So we see. So let's start at the beginning, and then we'll work all our way to the end of that, because that was a big bombshell.
That was.
Like, there was a lot there that I was, like, shaking by the end of it, because I was like, oh, they got me. And then I was like, oh, my God, no, they totally tricked me.
I couldn't believe that they stuffed all of that into that
last,
minute.
Like, yeah, 5 minutes of the show. Yeah.
That was good. That put the show back on the mat.
Yeah. So off, off the heat from Jamal and Hakeem, we see that they're like, okay, they got to the two of you. So Andre, they're coming for you next. Is there anybody new in your life? Are there any details that you've been keeping from us? Like, now is the time to be fully transparent. And he's like, there's nothing. I've been transparent with you guys. I'm telling you the truth. And they're like, well, what about this girl that you've been talking to us about that you say you've been seeing for a while? And he's just like,
well, no, remember they didn't. No, he said there was nobody. He said
last week that there was somebody that he was talking to, but eventually he wasn't comfortable introducing them yet.
Okay.
He mentioned it.
Did
and so that's
say
why
that to the family?
He did. He okay. said it when they were.
I couldn't remember if he I said think, it to just Jamal or.
No, he said it. They were all there. They were walking, I think, to court or to the dinner. They were walking in somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, they were talking about Jamal. Yeah. And Jamal was all, I'm all happy and I'm in love. And they're like, Andre, what about you? And he's like, I'm talking to somebody.
You're right.
He's like, I'm not ready to share yet, but I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And that somebody
Pamela Rose
is Detective Pamela Rose, and she's an undercover cop,
NYPD.
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 NYPD, and she's been fooling around with Andre, and they both know it's bad, but they've been so good into it. And the reason he later tells Lucius, the reason he didn't want to share it with anybody after Lucius has Thirsty follow him and he has lunch with Pamela outside. He tells Lucius that this is the first time he's felt again since Rhonda. So he's really falling for Detective Pamela.
But we have to rewind it back and remind ourselves that, remember, Cookie found out that Mama Dubois, got him this therapist who was giving him not so good meds.
Yeah, so they think that... They finally figure out that Mama Dubois had the therapist in her pocket and he's been messing with the meds. So they tell Andre, that's when Cookie tells Andre, like, you need to find a new therapist. Like, she's going to try to mess with you. She's going to use this in some way to get back at you. Just find a new therapist, get your meds back on track, because this is really important. And he agreed. He agreed. And we seemed like it was all in a good place. And then we see him in the lunch scene and he's accusing Pamela. He's like, are you messing with me? Are you the one that's playing with my head? You know, we saw what they did to Jamal. They wait for people to get close to you and mm-hmm. fall in love with you and really kind of get you to trust them. Mm-hmm. And then they stab you in the back. And he accused her of doing that. And she's like, what? Me? No. She's like, how dare you? I told you I killed somebody.
Yeah, she said that she had murdered somebody. But I think there was like a little plot twist that we could have, maybe if our minds were there, could have seen it then. Because remember when she got up and walked away, Thirsty was like, here's Andre. Oh, yeah,
we have a problem.
Yeah, he said, there's something going on. There's something different going on. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's what he said. So well, after he followed him.
Then that's when Lucius comes in and they have the conversation. He's like, but I'm in love. This is the first time I felt since Rhonda. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you kind of feel for the guy. Like, Rhonda was Rhonda was his rock. Rhonda was his everything. Like, Rhonda held him up. She had his meds in check. She had the day regimented. I mean, we still don't know what happened to Nessa. She was like a good counterpart for a hot minute. Right. And then she just disappeared.
Disappeared. Like, she's no longer the cousin. Where is she?
She doesn't sing at the label anymore. Like, her album that was coming is gone with the
wind.
Where
is Nessa?
Hashtag where is Nessa?
She was real.
She was real.
Yeah, hashtag where is Nessa? Can we? Hashtag that's why she I say was Empire real. Will take something and they will just disappear.
They're like, okay, we're moving on with that. We're moving on with that. So then we see, so cut to the end of the episode when we see Andre and he invites Detective Pamela over to his apartment. Mm-hmm. And he's like, look, I'm sorry. We found out that it was this therapist. He was messing with my meds. I didn't mean to accuse you of anything. And she's like, Andre, I told you I killed somebody.
I love your acting skills.
I told you I killed somebody. Here is the gun. Here's the gun that I killed him with. Like, you have something on me that can put me in jail forever.
For the rest of her life.
For the rest
she
of my life.
She put the gun down onto the
onto the coffee
table. Yeah.
She's like, Andre,
I love your impression.
I love you. I trust you. I trusted you, and you're going to question me? And he's like, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I love you. And she's like, no. And he's like, I'm sorry. And she's like, you don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to kill somebody. And then meanwhile, we find out that Cookie and Lucius, now that they know that he's seen someone and now that they have a name, as to who he's seen, it's Detective Pamela Rose. Thirsty does some investigating and finds out that there's nobody at NYPD with the name
Pamela Rose. So you know sketchy. What I was thinking? I was like, ooh, okay, she is. I knew something was up with her. Mm-hmm. I knew she was funny from the start.
Yeah, we knew there was some twist that they were going to throw at us.
And the fact it wasn't that she be kept a fairy tale wearing love her, ending. Like, every time she came around, she kept wearing her badge. I was like, don't he see that? Like, that's not, like, making him, like, it's not deterring him
maybe
from the situation.
Maybe he likes a woman in power.
Whatever the case
he didn't
may be.
Look, I will make a fair point. He didn't see the badge when they were at the bar in the bathroom and he couldn't get it up. And ever since then, they've been getting laid on the regs.
Okay.
Maybe he gets turned on by the badge.
Hold on. That's my question at the end. Because where was he getting it on and when and how and
okay.
Who?
Okay. So we see there, she's ready to leave. She's in tears because he didn't trust her. And he's like, no, I trusted you. I love you. And meanwhile, Cookie's calling him and trying to blow up his phone and be like, there's nobody
well,
with this
me,
name.
Remember, she was breaking out and she was like, you know, I murdered somebody. I told you everything. And then he was like, I have something I need to tell you. I feel exactly how you feel.
And we're like, no.
Yeah,
we're like, don't confess. She's
no,
playing you.
Right.
Don't do it. Don't tell her.
Right.
I don't care if Mama Dubois is not in on it. Like, maybe Mama Dubois is in on it. Like, I was like, there's a twist coming. Like, she's an undercover cop. We called that.
Yes,
right when
you
he
did.
Was like, right when he was like, I've got to tell you something. We're like, no.
I was like, pick up the phone, please. No, and he went,
Cookie's
go pick up the phone.
Blowing him up. And so Cookie and Lucius are on their way. And they're like, we got to stop this. We got to make sure he's okay. Because this woman, she doesn't exist. So she's undercover somehow. And so I thought she still was with NYPD. But she was just using a different name. And that's why they couldn't look her up.
Yes. But I feel like Thirsty would have found it.
Yeah.
Right,
Thirsty's
he would have found it.
Thirsty's pretty. He would have found something. He would have been like, "This person doesn't exist, but I did facial recognition, and this person exists.
I love
and
your
this is
acting.
What she looks like." Dun dun dun. And he would have had the printouts and everything. Cause Thirsty's got
oh
it all.
Oh my
down.
Gosh, the acting is so funny. yeah, I think he would have investigated it more because he would have said, you know, I went above and beyond. If I can't find a Pamela Rose, I'm gonna find somebody for y'all. Like,
yep,
I'm gonna find someone.
So then Andre confesses. And he's like, I did it. I blew it up. I'm sorry. It was me. I know how you feel. I know what it feels like to kill somebody. I know what that guilt feels like. And he's like, I blew up the car. And I tried to kill my father. I did it. I'm so sorry. And she's like, uh-huh. She's got that little smirk. And she's just like,
I got you.
She's like, I got a confession too, Andre. She's like, I'm not NYPD. She's like, I'm with Las Vegas Police Department.
Undercover.
And I've known this whole time. Las Vegas Metro.
And she's Las Vegas Metro. Metro. Can somebody please let us know what Las Vegas Metro is?
I mean, is that even a real
police department?
Probably.
Las Vegas Metro. Maybe it's just made up for the...
Do they cover just the strip? Like, which part of Las Vegas are we getting? Because I feel like Las Vegas is going to need a lot of different departments.
Las Vegas Metro undercover. That's what she said.
Undercover.
I felt like it was the train, like a security guard for the train.
Yeah, like the Metro Link. Yeah, the Metro train, the subway. That would be funny. She's like, I patrolled the subways, and last month you didn't pay your ticket.
Undercover.
Dun, dun, dun. When you were in Vegas, you didn't pay your fare.
Oh, my God.
And you didn't pay for your ticket, so I'm here to hunt you down. But now that you've confessed about this crime, I'm going to take you in for two accounts.
Dun, dun, oh, dun. My gosh. No.
So we see him flip out because she's doing it, but she's doing it with like a laugh and like a smirk. Like, I got you. Yeah. I tricked you. I fooled you. You trusted me. You thought that this was a thing, and it wasn't. And I played you this whole time. And he's like...
He was started looking for his gun.
He was looking for something.
Was that the gun that was on the table sat down?
He wasn't looking for... I thought he was looking for, like, a recording device. Because he started, like, panting. Because she put the gun on the table. But he was looking...
But he looked straight in his pillows. He just looked in the pillows.
Oh, okay.
So I'm feeling like he knew something should have been there.
There.
But he couldn't find it. So that was technically probably the gun on the table.
Yeah. And then we find out that the gun was actually a recording device and she was taping the whole conversation and she just caught him and he is red-handed. He's got bomb blood on his hands.
On those hands.
He's got the blood of Lucius's ripped off leg right there.
Hey, they was going through some stuff though, okay? I mean, crazy benefit of the doubt.
Hold up. We can't beat an old lady in the street, but it's okay to almost blow up our dad? What about respecting our elders?
But think about how Lucius got Jamal shot and didn't even really care. Like, come on now. He was just tired of it and was like, you know what? We're going to get rid of him.
That's fair.
So, yes, you can't be an old lady's ass in the street, but you can. I guess you shouldn't do none of those things, guys.
Moral compass.
Right.
Do not follow their lead. Just watch them and enjoy the program. Do not try this at home.
Do not try to blow up anyone. Please don't.
Or beat up old ladies in the streets.
But in the show, I condone it.
Thirsty will not save you in real life.
No, he won't.
So he's looking for the gun. He's looking for something to be like, I can't believe, like, he's flipping out. And then they get into this struggle and they're fighting over the gun because now the gun is no longer just a recording device. Yeah. Now it's like a real gun again.
Yes.
And so they're fighting over and we're like, oh, the gun's going to go off.
Yeah.
The gun's going to go off. Someone's going to get shot. And there are bullets flying everywhere and shooting out. And then he has her down on the floor. He gets her from the counter and then they fall down on the ground and he's got her. And then you just hear
snap.
He's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Pamela, are you alive? Are you there? Are you there? And he's, like, shaking her. He's like, oh, my God. And then you hear. And it's Cookie.
You are the greatest storyteller ever.
And he's like, oh, no.
Story is, like, great.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God. Like, the gunshots were going off. So people in this building heard the gunshots. They're going to be calling the cops. The police are going
to
be here.
Somebody had to
hear those. Are they going to clean up this mess? How are they going to explain the gunshots? There's a gunshot in the window.
No. Okay, I knew that they could clean it up. They've cleaned up multiple murders somehow, some way.
But there was a gunshot in the window.
That don't matter. Like, this is Empire. That does not matter.
They could have broken the whole window and, like, said it was being repaired.
Right. Thirsty would have did something. Anyway, they bust in, right? And I thought Lucius was saying, at first, I thought Lucius was saying there's nobody there to try to convince him that nobody was there, so they were going to clean it up, clean up the mess. But that was not the case.
No. So they walk in and he's like, I'm sorry. I did it. And she's like, what did you do, Andre? He's like, I did it. And Lucius was like, what happened? Yeah, they were going back and forth. And he's like, I killed her. But what I thought was interesting is they kept like showing the camera around, like different angles of them in the living room. Yeah. And I feel like they would have noticed the scuffle. They would have noticed the broken glass. They would have noticed everything on the counter had fallen. They would have noticed the shot in the window. Like, it wouldn't have been hard to have seen that there was a struggle. And yeah. The fact that they didn't notice it right away and he had to point out the body to them, the body, I felt like that was, like, fishy.
The fish part. I don't know. I thought, like, he said, oh, we don't... There's nothing. When he said nothing was there, I was like,
there's no body.
He said there's no body there.
Which I thought he was saying, like...
I'm cleaning this up. It doesn't exist.
It's not going to exist. Like, yeah. Pretend you didn't see
it. And then Cookie was like, there's nothing here. And I was like, there's really nothing there.
And they show it, and it is just an empty floor. And there is no scuffle. And then all of a sudden, he starts having flashbacks to all these times that he thought that he was with Pamela. And we find out that she was all just made up, a figure of his imagination.
It was like a whole movie of, like, Fight Club or yeah. Leela and Eva. Right in one. If you guys haven't seen either one of those, make sure you see them. And but poof, all in
Mama
5 minutes.
Dubois' plan came full circle, as we now see.
With those meds.
Those meds messed him up so much that he created this whole character.
That he fell in love with.
That he was hooking up in bars with. That he was sleeping with. That he, you know, he had this whole thing. And then they show all the scenes of him when he was talking to her or when he was with her.
Yes.
And you show that he's...
Yes.
There was nobody there. Even when they were out in public, you see all the people were staring at them. And she's like... When they were showing it for the first time, she's like, Andre, people are staring at us because you're yelling. But we find out that they were, like, really staring because he's yelling at nobody.
So I'm just kind of like, oh, my gosh.
Jay.
What an ending for Empire.
Yeah.
That was a great ending.
Yep.
Do you think that it should have been the finale?
I thought it was going to be the finale. And then I saw we have an episode next week that will be the finale. So I came in expecting this to be the big finale. So I was expecting something big and extravagant. But I think it was like a big... I think the way last week episode 7 ended and the way episode 8 ended, they were like really good big blows that I want to know how they're going to end the season.
With something more dramatic.
Like something has to be big. Like you see Cookie's ready. She's out for blood. Lucius is like, I'm coming for blood. And she's like, no, it's my blood. I'm coming for this blood. Like, I'm coming for you, Dubois.
So it was a lot. Yeah,
there was so much happening.
In 5 minutes, literally, my mind was blown.
That was like, boom. And so we also see that Jamal and Hakeem recorded a new song together about, you know, broken hearts, because that's what brothers do. They bond over broken hearts.
I guess.
X's and O's.
That's a little... I guess kind of corny, but
it was a little corny. It was a little cliche.
A little corny.
I was like, he should have kept the original song with Warren and then eventually like done and kept that on the album and then like followed it up with like the real bad single of like Heartbreak. And you see the transition through the album, like a whole Miley Cyrus thing.
No, I do like the fact that it was supposed to be like a diss, but I think when he took Warren's voice out, he should have just added his in. They shouldn't have tried to make a whole new song. It should have been, that would have been a real diss. Like, took his voice out and added Hakeem in, dissing him.
Yeah.
And making, like, a maybe adding onto the chorus, like, love is, like, bullshit or something like that. You know, just something different. But
well, we'll see how the song progresses.
It's going down.
It's going down next week. Okay, is it time to get into predictions? Are you ready?
Yes.
It is time for After Buzz predictions. Okay.
Didn't go.
It's okay.
Music.
I did my own prediction music. Okay. What do you think?
Yes,
ooh, there we go.
Woo.
Okay. All right, Monique. We saw Warren agreed to help Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
He gave her the deets on Andre's meds and the therapist.
Uh-huh.
So we see that Mama Dubois feels like she's accomplished her master plan. So, I mean, to a degree, because she's taken down all of them. I don't think she knows what's happened with Andre yet unless she has somebody following them.
Yeah.
But we see
She has to, yeah.
We see that there's finally... wouldn't it be interesting if she'd recorded? She had his apartment
prediction.
Bugged. Ooh. That would be interesting.
Let me tell you one of my predictions. My prediction,
give me your prediction,
is that Jamal is going to give Warren another chance.
No.
Yes.
But I do see that happening.
Yes, he is.
Now
he
that
is.
He's playing double agent. So he helped Cookie out this week. So and we see that he's going to be helping them out next week. And we see that him and Jamal come face to face.
Because it's softening, like, what are you doing here? Heart.
Yeah.
It's softening
Cookie's
heart.
What are you doing
heart.
Here? And he's like, I have to tell you something. I'm in love with you. And he's like, no, don't talk to
me
like
even
that.
Though we're in predictions, I do have one thing to go over.
Go.
The flashbacks. What's
Which
going
flashbacks?
On with Pound Cake? Where is that going?
That's not going anywhere. I think they just included that. So I didn't even want to cover that, the flashback. Because I think
you
that was
included.
The prison flashbacks. And we've seen a lot of them this season. And I get it. Like, they're really trying to position Cookie as the lead figure, which I love. I'm
yes.
all about Cookie. I
yes.
love that they really made her a prominent figure this season and kind of like the lead, especially with Lucius losing his mind. or forgetting his memory.
It's so gone.
It's gone with the wind. It's gone with Pamela and Rhonda and Nessa. All of Andre's booze just go.
Oh my gosh.
I think that they used it this week to show that she's like Mama Bear. You know, she was teaching Pound Cake, like, your babies are all you got. Like,
okay.
This is about love. I'm going to help you out because I've had babies and this and that. And I think they were just trying to position her
Another
as, like, a
great
mama.
Prediction for that would be if she actually went back for the little girl, or at least went to go see her.
I have a feel. Okay, here's a prediction that relates to Pound Cake. That baby we've either seen or is going to show up. I think the baby is somewhere in the lion's life.
Oh, okay.
And I think Cookie knows who it is.
Dude.
I think she there's something.
That's a prediction.
There's something. Watch. You're going to see Pound Cake's baby. You're going to see Little Cake come out somewhere.
Little Cake.
Cupcake. Cupcake is going to come out somewhere.
With great minds think alike, because we was thinking the same thing.
Cupcake is going to show up. I don't know if Cupcake will show up in the finale, but Cupcake is going to be coming probably in the spring season.
Okay. We'll see Cupcake. We'll see if Empire will really do that in full circle, because they showed a lot of flashbacks with that, and I wanted to see what really happened with the baby.
The progression. Yeah.
And does she look like her mom, or does she look like her dad?
Oh, yeah. We got an interracial baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we touched on Jamal. What do you think is going to happen with Hakeem next week? Do you think we're going to see some resolution with baby
I'm
Bella?
I'm over him, so I'm not predicting nothing with him.
I feel like
so over him.
I feel like since the custody battle, like, his plot has just kind of fizzled out, and I didn't the way that he's been portrayed. He's real bratty.
And
this
then somebody
season,
said it's
and
so
I'm not feeling it.
Somebody said it's so great. This is what Hakeem is good for. Great performances. Is every
yeah.
if every rapper
he can put on a
performed
show.
Like he does his
he can put
in
on a
studio
show.
Music, they would have a great performance.
Okay,
please take note,
Andre. I think Andre is going to find a new therapist. I think he's going to get back on some meds, and I think he's going to get his head back on straight fairly quickly. I don't think they're going to drag on with this
know.
Too much.
I don't know. I think they can go either way. Either he can go all the way down.
I don't think he's going to. We've seen him go all the way down so many times that, like, we need to have some type of new plot
yes,
line for him.
I feel like he needs to. They need to have him pull it all the way together and kind of stay together. Like, he found this med. Because I would like to see him powerhouse. Because he is a powerhouse. Like, he knows the back of the business.
Yeah.
He's very smart. He went
he's
to college.
Very smart.
Like, I am tired of seeing him always break down and have all of this stuff going on in his life. Like, I understand you lost your wife and your baby. I get it. Like, I get it. We've been over that, like, three episodes now?
Yeah.
It's time to boss up and see yep. him really powerhouse into, like, honestly, he could be a Lucius Lyons if he just did. If he was able to stay on something that would keep him together.
Yeah, he has, like, that cutthroat, you know, in his blood.
Yeah,
he's got
he'll
the
do
brains.
Whatever it takes
yeah.
to get whatever they need or want and to make sure that the ship is, Empire is still moving and selling well. That's
yep.
his best interest at heart is Empire. I mean, him and Rhonda were trying to take it over. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just feeling
I think
like,
they could have done it had someone not pushed her off a building.
Rude. Anika.
Okay.
Kitty boo boo.
Mama Dubois, do we think they take her down next week in the finale?
It's Boo Boo Kitty, actually. I'll take that back. I don't know for this one.
I feel like they're going to have a plan in place and they're going to try to take her down. But there's like going to be a curve at the end.
There needs to be. I feel like this storyline needs to just wrap up. Like, I'm tired of seeing the Dubois family. They're like, that needs to just kind of wrap up.
They're going to take down they're going to take down Mama Dubois, but a new issue is going to hit us right at the last minute.
Yeah,
like
it should.
Like the explosion at the end.
It should. Because
there's going to be something. And there needs to be. I mean, the past 2 weeks have killed it.
Yeah, it's just drawn out for this family. Like, you're just upset because Cookie left him for
the love of her life
to go back. Like, that's kind of like, okay, get over that. So what? She didn't like ruin your career like that. I mean, sort of, kind of.
He could have bounced back.
Yeah,
they didn't even date for that long. Like, they dated for a few months.
Not to be doing all of this. Yeah. No.
She needs to calm herself down. Cookie is still in love with Lucius. I'm going to say it like I said it before. The heart wants what it wants.
And Anika is not going to be with him for long. She's going to go right back to being a lion somehow, some way.
Yeah, she's going to crawl back to them once she realizes there's no clout with the Dubois. She thinks she's struck a gold mine, and she's going to realize real quick that it's about to come crashing down.
She should already know. Every time she cleans up Cookie's stuff, it's like, come on now. You knew that wasn't good for you.
That's right.
So...
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back next week for the big fall finale. Monique, you're going to come back again soon.
I know. As long as the fans love me.
I'm sure they will. Tweet me at JustPlainZach or follow me on Instagram. Let me know what you thought of tonight's show. And Monique, where can they tweet you?
Yes, you can find me on all platforms at Upfront with Mo. And I'm Monique Loveless.
Yes, love it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.